The Metro Police Department has released the personnel file of Joshua Lippert, the officer who fatally shot a man in the Casey homes last Friday. It includes a commendation for saving a life, but it also shows a number of punishable offenses over his 5 years in the department, WPLN's Mayor Benight reports.
The honor was for saving someone's life in 2014. Lippert was one of only 10 officers to receive the award that year. But he also had a track record of suspensions. The most severe resulted in 8 days off the job for using excessive force during a routine traffic stop. He pulled a man over for an improper turn. It ended with Lippert physically pulling the motorist out of his car after declining a request to search the vehicle. The search ultimately came up with no drugs or weapons. Even the supervisor sent to the scene in a report said he worried Lippert didn't realize the limits of his badge. Local defense attorney Kyle Mothershead has spent a lot of time looking into Nashville police complaint records, and he says Lippert's suspension record stands out.
That's extremely rare. You know, it's extremely rare, frankly, to have even one complaint like that, you know, to be sustained, and then to get an 8-day suspension.
Through a lawsuit, Mothershead obtained the department's master list of all complaints leveled against officers for the past decade. He provided a copy to WPLN. Of the 14,000 entries, the vast majority go unfounded, and less than 5% result in a suspension. Lippert shows up as being reprimanded 12 times in the past 5 years. The significant infractions resulted in a total of 20 days of suspension. Others, as minor as smoking in his cruiser, concluded in warnings. Overall, the officer's record flew under the radar until he confronted Jaquise Clemens last Friday. The encounter after running a stop sign resulted in Lippert fatally shooting Clemens after he fled. The police say he had a gun. The incident has gotten an emotional response, in part because Lippert is white and Clemens is black. His family has pointed out that the police were quick to release Clemens' criminal history after the shooting. It included 19 traffic violations and a felony drug conviction for which he was still on probation. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mara Benight.